AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Hosting a White House summit on ways to counter violent extremism, President Obama said late today the best way to combat terrorist recruiting is to debunk the lie that groups like Islamic State are defending their faith.
The president says the militants quote Quranic verses to seek legitimacy, but the world can't buy into that.
They are not religious leaders, they're terrorists.
And he says they're not protecting their faith because that's not what's under attack.
We are not at war with Islam. We are at war with people who have perverted Islam.
At a White House summit on countering extremism, he said Muslim leaders must take the lead in saying that.
We need to find new ways to amplify the voices of peace and tolerance and inclusion.
And do it online, where Obama says terror groups have proven masters of marketing. Mark Smith at the White House.
A terrorist suspect defending himself in a New York City courtroom has cross-examined an alleged co-defendant.
Abid Nazir spent about an hour cross-examining Najibul Azazi, who pleaded guilty in 2010 to plotting to bomb the New York City subway. The government says Nazir was part of the same plot. In stilted questioning, he sought to establish they didn't know each other. Mr. Azazi, Nazir asked, do you know the defendant who is asking these questions? I don't remember your face, Azazi answered. The state concedes they never met, but charges they took in instructions from the same al-Qaeda handler. Azazi testified he encountered Europeans in his bomb training in Pakistan. Nazir, who was arrested in England, is also accused of scheming to bomb targets in Manchester. Warren Levinson, New York.
An Oregon couple involved in online pornography has been arraigned on charges of murder by abuse after an autopsy revealed their 7-week-old son had died of starvation. A fight and stabbing outside a bar in Philadelphia this morning left one member of Nicki Minaj's tour dead and another in critical condition. This is AP Radio News. Gas prices are lower across the country, but AP correspondent Rita Foley reports we're not spending that newfound money.
Stung by the Great Recession, Americans still aren't ready to resume spending as freely as they once did, according to economists. One expert estimates we saved 5.3% of our income in January, a full percentage point more than in November. Some economists note, too, that people build up savings from lower gas prices only gradually, and if they do step up spending, tend to do so slowly at first.
An explosion this morning at a refinery in Torrance, California, could drive up the price of gasoline. A law enforcement official told the Associated Press today video shows Bruce Jenner started a chain reaction crash that resulted in a woman's death on a Malibu highway in Southern California. The driver, a 69-year-old woman, was killed when the Lexus she was driving was struck head-on by a Hummer. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.